"Don't shoot, mister," he heard himself bawl in the thin, wavering voice of an old man. "Take whatever's in the register, but don't shoot me."
"Turn around," said the voice of the man who had turned Chip's world turtle on that day. The man who'd almost gotten him killed. He'd been in the hospital over in Bridgeton for 2 weeks by the living Jesus, and had now reappeared like an old monster from some child's closet. "The rest of you on the floor, but you turn around, shopkeeper. Turn around and see me. See me very well." 3. The man swayed from side to side, and for a moment Roland thought he would faint instead of turning. Perhaps some survival-oriented part of his brain suggested that fainting was more likely to get him killed, for the shopkeeper managed to keep his feet and did finally turn and face the gunslinger. His dress was eerily similar to what he'd been wearing the last time Roland was here. It could have been the same black tie and butcher's apron tied up high on his midriff. His hair was still slicked back along his skull, but now it was wholly white, instead of salt and pepper. Roland remembered the way blood had dashed back from the left side of the shopkeeper's temple as a bullet, one fired by Andolini himself, for all the gunslinger knew, grooved him. Now there was a grayish knot of scar tissue there. Roland guessed the man combed his hair in a way that would display that mark rather than hide it. He'd either had a fool's luck that day or been saved by Ka. Roland thought Ka the more likely. Judging from the sick look of recognition in the shopkeeper's eyes, he thought so too. "Do you have a cartomobile, a truckomobile, or a taxi?" Roland asked, holding the barrel of his gun on the shopkeeper's middle. Jake stepped up beside Roland.
"What are you driving?" he asked the shopkeeper. "That's what he means."
"Truck," the shopkeeper managed.
"International Harvester pickup. It's outside in the lot."